really excited about this, the return of Springsteen on Broadway.
Yeah, give me something to do this summer so I won't be just lazing around at the beach.
So how did the idea of this come to be, and you know, and how did it get off the ground?
Well, John actually originally mentioned it to me, and I said, I don't know, you know, because I knew we were going to tour with the band next year, so I said, well, maybe I'll just take the time off. But then Jordan Roth, our producer from Broadway, called literally the next day, very strange, and asked if we'd be willing to go back for, you know, a limited amount of shows just for the opening of Broadway thing. So I started to think about it. Then I had a friend who got so enthusiastic about it to me that he talked me into it. And sitting on my couch one night, and I said, "Nah, I don't know if I'm going to." Oh, are you kidding? So the next day I said, "Yeah, okay, let's. Well, you know, we'll do some shows." And so that's it. Really, kind of came around, kind of casually.
That's great, and it's such a big help, you know, to get the, you know, the economy back going again in New York City, especially in the Broadway Theater District. They got really hit hard, like everybody else did during the pandemic. You know.
Yeah, it'll be just nice to be back there again, and hope we can lend a hand.
Yeah, being back on stage again. So, are you rehearsing right now? Did you pull out the script, or you know, how did this? Where are you now with all of this? Because this is coming up soon,
well,
June 26th.
I have the script. I haven't looked at it, and I haven't done any rehearsing. So,
sounds like a rock show to me.
but you know, the truth is, I didn't much rehearse it the first time. You know, I sort of, my recollection was we played a few dress rehearsals, and I played it once down here at Monmouth College, but that was all I did, you know, and so it's not something you can stand there and sort of talk to yourself and rehearse in the afternoon, you know, so, you know, I'm not going to tell myself those same stories, so it's sort of, part of it is, you know, there's an element of spontaneity, even though the script is relatively fixed. You know, I got it set up actually for Monday. I'm going to start sort of freshening up the script and going through it again and to see what, you know, if I'm going to make any changes, any small changes or not. You know, it's pretty much going to be the show that it was, because I think that's what people expect, and that's what I have. So, it'll be ready. That's all I can
say.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely looking forward. And that was my next question. I was wondering if you had decided to make any changes or additions to the show or not, because I know people have been asking me about that.
I haven't really worked on it yet a little bit to know, you know. So there'll probably be some small things, but like I said, I don't think too much. You know, I think it was pretty. You know, it lasted for 236 shows the way, pretty much the way it was. It got a little longer, which means I probably added things. I would like to tighten it up a little bit, you know, if anything. I would like to sort of get it a little closer to the way it was when I initially debuted it on Broadway than it was towards the end a little bit. Really just tighten it up just a little bit, you know. So I'd like to do that, you know. So maybe I'll do that if it works out. We'll see.
Great. Great. We're talking with Bruce Springsteen here on Live from E Street Nation. So what else have you been doing to keep busy during this whole downtime? I know you've been doing 23 episodes of your From My Home to Your series, which have been fantastic. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's been fun. You know, it doesn't take me long, and it sort of keeps me digging into music, which is I found to be very satisfying, you know, and keeps me finding new things and new groups and new and old things that I didn't know existed or hadn't heard. So the radio shows continues to be enjoyable. And then Patty and I had our 30th anniversary last week, so that was a big thing.
Yes, congratulations.
We were away for a week or so, and we had a nice time. And so, Patty, I love you. And that was a big thing for us. And outside of that, let me see. You know, we had the podcast with President Obama and I don't know. Things have just sort of, and then there's things we're working on, you know, that are going to, you know, we have something that's going to come out in the fall. I don't know if it's been announced yet, you know. That's going to be kind of, you know, I've got projects I've been working on, basically.
Great. I know you mentioned
that are slated for release either next year or in the fall. No, not new records, but things that the fans, I think, are really going to be interested in.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know you had said that you had worked with John Mellencamp on a few of his songs for the new album.
Yeah. I worked on three songs on John's album, and I spent some time in Indiana with him. And I love John a lot, and he's a great songwriter, and actually we've become very close, and I've had a lot of fun with him. And so I sang a little bit on his music. He's got a terrific record that I think is coming out in the fall, I think.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not exactly sure.
Didn't give a release. I don't know. They didn't give a release date, but that's what I believe it's sort of scheduled for sometime around the fall.
I've done that, and I did a nice thing with Brandon Flowers from the Killers,
Oh, cool.
And so I think that's going to come out. Terrific band, and we did something together that I think is going to come out soon, like in a week or so, you know. So it's just been, I've been staying busy.
Yeah, you definitely have been, and I'm sure you have to be excited to get back out on stage and perform again. You know, being locked down for so long.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to just being in front of an audience, you know, and I'm looking forward to the audience just being there. I mean, it's only sort of felt, you know, remotely normal recently, you know. So I'm just looking forward to standing in front of an audience and seeing them there. You know, it's going to be quite a thing. And so I'm actually glad to be working, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. Well, we're really glad you took a few minutes to call in with us and give us sort of an update on everything that's been going on. You are busy, and we look forward to the projects coming out through the new year, throughout the rest of the year and into the new year, and, of course, the return of Springsteen on Broadway. This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, you know, so I think there's some things that fans will have fun with coming up. You know, we worked on a lot of things from the vault, and I'll let it be a surprise. So anyway, okay. Love to everybody, and thank you guys. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Bruce. Take care. Thanks for checking in with
us. Take care.
Bye bye. All right, bye bye. All right, there you go. Bruce Springsteen checking in with us here on E Street Radio to discuss all the projects that he has coming up and the return of Springsteen on Broadway. Tickets are.